Thanks for listening to Bible Crossfire. This is Patrick Donahue. Most believers know that God loves everybody unconditionally. But in another sense, God only loves those who love Him. Let's talk about both of these types of love. First, let's establish the sense that God loves everybody unconditionally. And I mean everybody, even atheists. This means God sent His Son to die for all, so that all could be saved. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." This also means God loves everybody in the sense He wants all to repent and be saved. 2 Peter 3, verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Simply put, God wants the best for everybody. That's what love implies. But in another sense, God only loves those who love Him by keeping His commandments. That expression of His love, then, is conditional. John 14, verse 21 asserts this idea, "He that hath My commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth Me, and he that loveth Me shall be loved of My Father, and I will love him and will manifest Myself to him." Notice then that we show our love for God by keeping His commandments. John 14:15, "If you love Me, keep My commandments." And only those who love God by keeping His commandments will be loved by God in this way. This love is God bestowing His saving favor, justification from our sins. John 14:23 continues, "Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love Me, he will keep My words, and My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him." Again, we must love God, keep His words for the Father to love us, that is, to give us salvation from sin. John 15:14 says about the same thing, "Ye are My friends if you do whatsoever I command you." And John 15:9 through 10 says, "As the Father hath loved Me, so have I loved you. Continue in My love. If you keep My commandments, ye shall abide in My love, even as I have kept My Father's commandments and abide in His love." So we must continue in God's love, implying that it is possible to lose God's love, and we do that by keeping God's commandment. That's confirmed by Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. "And being made perfect, He became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey Him." Jude 21 reads, "Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life." Again, we must keep ourselves in God's love. You see then how God's love in this sense is conditional? Here are some other texts that prove obedience to God's New Testament law is required for God's salvational love. Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that saith unto Me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of My Father, which is in heaven." Mark 16:16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 8, "In flaming fire taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ." Revelation 22:14, "Blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gate into the city." So in summary, God loves everybody unconditionally, but He only loves those who obey Him in the sense that He gives them salvation. And we've proven that from all of these Bible passages.